Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/nuclear revenge, where, when this man finds out that his own cousin is cheating on his wife, he decides to go after them, espionage style, taking photos of them out in public before printing them off and showing them to the entire family at Christmas dinner. Ruined a marriage and my family for revenge. I've always been the black sheep of the family. Cousins grew up to be doctors, professors, creatives, and whatever else. Meanwhile, I've managed to just make a humble, stable, passive income through some business decisions. Nothing fancy, but I can afford a one bedroom in New York City and live comfortably with that, and a part-time job in a cafe. Everyone in the family, including my own parents, judge me harshly for not pushing myself to do what my cousins do, especially my one cousin. We will call him Randy. Think the stereotypical dude bro who got rich thanks to working for his dad. Multiply that by 10, and you got Randy. Anyway, he always gave me the most rubbish. And eventually, I just tuned it out, because I get to enjoy my life with my SO, work part-time, and still afford what I want. So to cut the BS short, Randy has a wife and two kids. He also had a mistress. I found this out because one day when I was walking through the city, I saw him walking down the street with a woman who clearly wasn't his wife, arms around each other. I checked Facebook and saw that he had indeed posted about visiting a bagel shop in the city while on a business trip that morning. So we head into the city. I decided, screw it, let me see how this plays out. I followed them for 5 hours, snapped several photos, one of them going into a hotel together. I held onto these and waited until Christmas that year, about 6 months later. I decided to unceremoniously drop printed photos in front of everyone at the table before dinner and made sure to get his wife to see them. Cue screaming and fighting, I actually got a black eye out of it. It was Randy's dad who did it though, not him. Cue police, a lot of questioning, my SO and I get kicked out, we head back home after talking to the cops one last time. So, the aftermath. Besides Randy's wife and another cousin who hates Randy, my family cut me off entirely for several years. Whatever, even my parents had always expressed disappointment in me for not applying myself fully. So no real loss there. Randy got divorced. He lost full custody of the kids after threatening his ex. Family occasionally tries to guilt me into apologizing, but my response is always some variation of, I'm not going to apologize for outing a cheating idiot, and then I'm promptly blocked for another few months. My SO and Randy's ex-wife are good friends, and the kids call me uncle. It's nice having a family who actually loves me unconditionally for once. My SO and I got married, and that's when my family last tried to get into contact with me, and were actually nice for once. Seeing me moving on, I guess, eats at them. I don't know, maybe realizing their punching bag is gone for good. And that's it, really. Living my best life now with a good family, as opposed to a trash one. To me, the weirdest part about this story is your family's reaction to what you did. I don't really understand it. Like, you're outing a cheater. Yes, your cousin Randy is obviously part of the family, and it can't be that nice for his parents and your entire family in general to find out that he's cheating. But surely you want cheaters to be outed, especially when they have a wife and kids who know nothing about it. Doesn't matter if they're your family or not, like, it's the right thing to do. To be honest, I'd even go as far to say that it was extremely brave doing what you did, because you probably knew the repercussions, and I think it's pretty obvious to say that there would be a big split in your family doing what you did, but undoubtedly it was the right thing. You can't let that thing just go on. Think of the kids, man. Think of the wife. It's just unfair. I tell you what I do absolutely love, though. Like, it's just brilliant. Again, imagine the reactions on the faces when they sit down to dinner and see the photos. It's like, it's so good. It's so good. I kind of wish, OP, that you'd filmed it and we had a little video to watch right now of the live reactions. Yeah, it's pretty sad because I can imagine that people were very upset. I don't want to think about how the wife reacted, but oh, the look on Randy's face when he sat down and saw that picture. Just, better than the Mona Lisa, some would argue. Now moving on to our second revenge story. Military revenge story. This was back in 2013 when I was based in Holland. British Marine for context. I'd been married to my wife for a little over 18 months when I deployed to Afghanistan. My wife had a job in the British delegation on base and got to know pretty much every Brit and their husband or wife. One day, we were directly targeted by a vehicle-borne IED. Now, whilst it wasn't uncommon for there to be a threat to coalition forces in general, being directly targeted felt more personal for obvious reasons. That was also the day that I found out an RAF guy back in Holland had tried it on with my wife. I found him on Facebook and, still feeling rather raw about the Terry's trying to blow me up, messaged him words to the effect of, "If you go near my missus again, I will put glass in your throat the next time I see you." The next day, one of my bosses, who was also RAF, messaged me on Facebook to say that this guy has been over to his office and basically tattled on me. He gave me a friendly warning, heads up, that this guy could have gone to the MPs and reported me. I've got no idea what would have happened, but I acknowledged the warning and said it won't happen again. My boss had my back and actually told him to wind his neck in. Yeah, sounds like your boss is a pretty good bloke. Fast forward to when I got back from Afghanistan. A few days had passed and I was starting to settle into a normal life again. My wife brought it up, after explaining that she didn't mention it at the time, due to my reaction the first time, that an army sergeant major had tried to message her via Facebook. He told her she was beautiful and wanted her number. She promptly blocked him. I was annoyed to say the least, but I understand why she kept it until I was back on home soil. The next day, I went into our department and spoke to my other boss, an army captain. I told him what happened and he said, "Leave it with me." He basically had a chat with him and nothing came of it. I felt deflated and even more angry. That was until our senior military officer came into our department. He welcomed me back and asked how my tour was. Still annoyed, I said, "It was good, sir. With the exception of Sergeant Major Douchebag trying to get around my wife." He was understandably a little taken aback. About an hour or so later, he emailed me saying that he feels the need to do something official about this. Something I'd forgotten was that the Colonel and Sergeant Major belonged to the same regiment, so having one of his own behave like this had clearly gripped him. I told him the full story and provided screenshots of what Sergeant Major Douchebag had said to my wife. For this to go official, my wife had to provide a statement. Unfortunately, she is very non-confrontational and said she didn't want this to continue. I respected her wishes of not wanting to provide a statement, but I hatched a plan that would be 3 years in the making. The timing is important. I emailed the colonel and said that my wife has declined. However, I felt the need for some formal recognition, so I asked that Sergeant Major Douchebag write a letter of apology, addressed to both my wife and I, which is to be signed and dated. This was granted, and I received said letter 2 days later. It said, "Lance Corporal and Mrs. OP, I'm writing this letter to you both to apologize for the torment and anxiety that you both must have felt from the messages that you received from my Facebook accounts. To Mrs. OP, nobody should ever be in a situation where they worry about going to work because of who may come through the door. Especially so when they have the added stress of a partner being operationally deployed at the time. The anguish that you must have felt at this time is immeasurable, and for this, I apologize. To Lance Corporal, being operationally deployed is stressful enough without the added stress and worry about family back home. Support from home and loved ones is what carries many people through tough times whilst on tour. For any undue angst caused, I apologize. I regret any hurt and anguish caused by this issue and apologize wholeheartedly and unreservedly to you both. Signed, Sergeant Major Douchebag." I now waited. I saw out the rest of my time in Holland, moved back to the UK to my new base, and waited some more. Almost 3 years after I received that apology letter, I looked up Sergeant Major Douchebag's wife on Facebook. I'd known the whole time we were out there that he was married, his wife lived back in the UK, and that he has routinely tried to cheat on her. I sent her the same screenshot which I'd sent to the colonel. I also, before leaving Holland, printed off the emails between the colonel and myself where I requested the apology letter. I blanked out the colonel's details and sent the pictures of that. And then, lastly, I sent a picture of the apology letter, signed and dated by her husband, admitting what he'd done. Once I saw she had read it, I blocked her, blocked Sergeant Major Douchebag, and all his friends who had also been out in Holland at the same time. Why 3 years, you ask? Well, I remember him saying, before he turned into a douchebag and tried it on with my wife, that he only had 3 years left to serve. If my timing was correct, he was months away from completing his 22 years and receiving a very nice pension. If his wife decided to go ahead with divorce, she would take half of said pension, which would essentially screw him over for the rest of his life.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, that story there is the definition of a slow burner. I did not expect that ending at all. It was all going along pretty nicely and, you know, calmly. And I was thinking to myself, is this revenge really that nuclear or even pro? The end? Yeah, brilliant. Again, like just having that patience and just knowing the more I wait, if I wait to this certain date, this payoff will be unbelievable. Not just for me, but also for the wife. Let's be realistic here. Oh, great. Just the patience to just wait for a little bit of time. 3 years, quite a long time, realistically, to get that satisfaction. Brilliant. Well done. You could argue that it's a little bit of an overreaction. And to be honest, yeah, I do think it's a slight overreaction. But still, the fact that the guy is consistently trying to cheat on his wife, much like the first story, it has to be called out. And yeah, we don't know if this guy actually did end up cheating on her. But look, you can cheat on somebody and you can also try and cheat on someone. And to be honest, it's not that different, is it? But in both ways, you're trying to cheat on the person and you're trying to be unfaithful. Even if you end up doing it or not, it's a thought that counts, realistically. Yeah. Terrible, but the fact you did it, oh, just when he was about to retire, chill out for the rest of his life, calm it all down, see out his days, no, you've ruined them for him. Insane. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/nuclear revenge. Two great stories in there. Hope you enjoyed them both. If you do want more from r/nuclear revenge right away, check out this video on screen. To be honest, the stories in this one are actually more insane than they were in this video. Like, they're next level. Like, just there. Click the video. Seriously, like, click the video. Why did I swear? Who cares? Click it. If you are new around it, subscribe and turn notifications on. And I'll see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new video. Actually, you know what? I lied. It's later today. I forgot I'm uploading twice in December. Get that bell on, you frauds.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.